Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Shabbos 151. The Mishnah says one may await nightfall at the Shabbos boundary to attend to the affairs of a bride or to the affairs of a deceased person, that is to bring a coffin and shrouds for him. Well, then we should never know from such things. But the Gemara here is mentioning how that the person wants to cut branches after the Shabbos, which will be used for decorative purposes at the wedding. Although cutting branches is a malacha, one is allowed to prepare on the Shabbos to do it after the Shabbos, since one is doing so for the sake of a mitzvah, chefzei shemayim. Even if the coffin and shrouds for the deceased person are not yet made, so that there is malacha involved in the preparation, one may nevertheless await nightfall on the boundary to arrange for it, since it is a mitzvah matter. If they were already made, one would be permitted to wait nightfall, even apart from any consideration of mitzvah, as explained on 150b. We have explained that this is the view of Abba Shalom. According to the Tanakhama of the previous mission, one may not await nightfall as the boundary for an act forbidden on the Shabbos, even if one is doing so for a mitzvah. And the Mishnah also goes on and says, if a Gentile brought flutes on the Shabbos, the Jew may not be well with them unless they came from a nearby place. If Gentiles made a coffin for him or dug a grave for him on the Shabbos, a Jew may be interred in it. But if they did it for a Jew, he may never be interred in it. The idea here being that we think about it is that we have mitzvahs, we have situations that are around us that are greater and larger than ourselves. Sometimes when we involve things, when we see things, we should realize that there are aspects of our life that are larger than ourselves, that we should be part of something greater than ourselves. It's wonderful to attach ourselves to a mitzvah. It's wonderful to attach ourselves to a situation, to an idea, especially when it involves things that are greater than ourselves. The idea of being Mesameach HaSamekal is such a beautiful mitzvah. We should try to be a part of it. Such a beautiful, wonderful thing to be a part of. And Lahavdil, Lahavdil, attending to the deceased, ascending to Mes is a Mes mitzvah, is a Chesed Shel Emes, something that we should try to be involved in. So even on the Shabbos, even on the day of rest, there's still ways to be able to attend to such things, such mitzvahs, such situations that are greater than ourselves. Because in general, in Klal Yisrael, in the world and in our lives, we should try to be a part of things that are larger than ourselves, things that take up the idea, things that take up in the world, that could attach ourselves, that are be able to involve ourselves in others and in situations and in organizations and in affairs that are larger than ourselves. Because when we attach ourselves to something like this, we feel a part of something great, a part of something wonderful, and a part of something that spans much more than just ourselves, and we could try to contribute whatever we can. So as the Gemara talks about doing things like this, mitzvahs, like the Chesed Shel Emes, and attending to the affairs of a Chassan Mekala, so we should try to think how we could do so in our daily lives every day. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 152 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.